News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. This is the show, of course, where we talk about issues that have been playing out in the news around Michigan's Great Southwest or around the state, around the nation. We chat with organizers of events. We talk with our state lawmakers. We talk with our congressmen when we can. Actually, that's what's coming up on today's show. We'll have a conversation with Congressman Fred Upton about several issues, several things happening in Washington. I caught up with Fred about that. So that's coming up on the first segment of today's show. And then after that, we'll check in with Michigan State Police. We'll learn a little more about their Angels program. We've talked about this before. They are looking for folks who are willing to give some time to try to help out individuals with drug addictions who are seeking help. Folks can now go to Michigan State Police Post if they have an addiction. And if they're interested in finding help, they can show up to a state police post under the Angels program, ask for help, and state police will connect them with a treatment program and or facility. And they need some volunteers to help run this program. We'll learn a little bit more about that on today's show. They need volunteers, and they're doing this at both the Niles and the Pawpaw Post. And then finally on today's show, we'll hear about a vaccination campaign that's going on. With the start of a new school year upon us, there is an effort being made by health officials and by school districts and others, by the state, to try to convince parents to make sure their kids have all the vaccines that they need ahead of the start of a new school year. So they've launched this campaign statewide. They've launched a website. They're talking about this, and we will hear about that coming up on today's show. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we discuss here on Our Take, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for a topic, let us know. We are all ears. We are going to take a quick break right now before we resume the rest of this Friday edition of Our Take. And when we come back, as promised, we'll chat with Congressman Fred Upton. You're listening to Our Take. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. Friday edition of the show. We're all excited for a new weekend. Do you have any plans for this weekend? You going to stick around the old homestead, just kind of take it easy this weekend, or are you going somewhere? I am going to try to take it easy this weekend. I know I'm going to the movies, though. In fact, I'm hoping to go twice. And coming up later on the show, final segment as we wrap up today's show, I'll chat with our man in the dark, our resident movie expert, our guy who can often be found at the cinema seeing the latest blockbuster. That would be Jacob Holmes. He'll be in here later on, final segment of the show, to talk with me about what's going on at the box office, what your options are if you feel like going to the movies. We have a fine cinema house right here in Benton Harbor, Celebration Cinema. You could go there. There are other fine theaters all over Southwest Michigan. And so I'm hoping to check out two movies. I'll talk with that later on today's show. Right now, I wanted to learn about what's happening in Washington. You know, there's been a lot of things happening on the national landscape in the news, especially concerning, well, the Trump administration. And I did get into that a little bit with Congressman Fred Upton. I asked him about it towards the end of the interview. But first, I wanted to talk about what Congress is planning to do when it gets back to work. They're going back to work pretty soon. Labor Day, Congress will be back in session. And so they've got some priorities. They've got some actual serious business they want to get down to besides dealing with Donald Trump. So I asked Congressman Fred Upton about all those issues. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Fred. So this week, President Trump announced a plan to send some more troops into Afghanistan to try to stabilize the situation there. He hasn't said the exact number. He hasn't said the exact amount. But overall, do you think what the president announced this week will help in Afghanistan?
Well, a couple things come to mind. Obviously, as you look at all the different options that he could have picked, from massive input of infusion of troops to pulling out altogether, you know, I think this is the least objectionable and preserves all options down the road, which allows us, hopefully, to see some pressure on Pakistan to get them more engaged and to try and be helpful in the region. I think that's where he's really coming from, and try to see some stabilization there, knowing that we're not winning with the crew that's there. So we'll watch carefully over the next couple of months and see where things take us. But the other underlying lesson here is, you know, we can't do these ventures all on our own. Whether it be in the Middle East, whether it be here, whether it be, you know, our NATO allies, it can't always be the U.S. It's got to be a coalition of like-minded countries willing to pull their own weight, particularly when you've got countries in that region. So you look at North Korea and what China ought to be able to be able to do, and the Russians obviously a lot closer. You look at Eastern Europe with NATO. You look at all these different places. We can help, and we have, but we shouldn't be the only ones there. So this option that the president chose to send in a few less than 4,000 new troops hopefully stabilizes, trains, and allows us at some point to begin to bring our folks home.
Right, and we've been there since what, 2001?
We've been there 16 years, lots of different, and we've had, you know, tens of thousands of troops. This is probably one of the smallest forces that we have now. I actually went there and visited with our troops a number of years ago. It's a tough place. It is a really tough place, so almost like you're going back 500-600 years in the time machine, looking at the infrastructure, the folks that are there, the rugged contours that are there, and sadly, the real terrorism that still strikes often on a weekly basis that is pretty hard to stop. So it's a real tough place in the world.
Okay, so that's Afghanistan. Now, Fred, looking at things happening in Washington last week, things got way off base with some of President Trump's comments that led to controversy. But I know that legislative priorities Congress was looking at included tax reform. Is Congress still committed to a tax reform package? Can that still happen? What are you looking at here?
Oh, this is a big issue. And in fact, there was news earlier this week now that the White House is ready and willing to unveil their tax reform proposal to give the economy a good kick in the rear end to get moving again. And we're expecting to see a formal policy emerge from the White House literally at Labor Day, as soon as Congress returns back into session. They've announced that they've got a skeleton that's ready. They want the flesh and the bones to be put on it by the Ways and Means Committee, the Committee of Jurisdiction in the House. And I think that you will see a major push, hopefully one that is bipartisan, that can really begin to look at real tax reform and get that growth rate in this country up above 2% or maybe even 3%.
All right. Now, do you have any ideas of what sort of reforms might be in that package?
Well, the big debate, of course, is to bring the corporate tax rate down to be more competitive with the rest of the world. Today, of course, we have the highest corporate tax rate that there is. But really to eliminate a lot of the loopholes, preserve deductions like the charitable deduction, the mortgage deduction, probably the interest deduction. And by preserving those deductions and jettisoning just about everything else, particularly on the corporate side, you might be able to bring that corporate rate down to the low 20s, 22, 23, 24%, and begin to bring some of that capital that's overseas, that stays overseas, hundreds of billions of dollars, in fact, companies unwilling to bring that home because of the high corporate tax rate. By lowering that on a one-time deal, you can, in fact, generate a lot of revenue for the Treasury to allow for these corporate tax rates then to come down. So it'll be a big debate. It's going to start in early September. Hopefully it'll be retroactive to this year, so it'll impact the 2017 tax year. And again, from my perspective, I'm a member of the Problem Solvers. We've had a lot of discussions on this. This is a bipartisan group, not only with the administration, but also with the leadership on both sides of the aisle, whether it be Speaker Ryan or former Speaker Pelosi, and I'd like to think that we can get this thing done. I'm encouraged that we can and know that we need to.
All right, and the other big thing was infrastructure. Has there been any action on that in the last couple of weeks?
Well, Remember, Congress has been out of session now since the beginning of the month. You know, a lot of discussions on infrastructure. You know, I know we as a delegation, a Michigan delegation, have been talking about improving the Sioux locks and getting a replacement lock for the Po lock that connects Lake Superior with the rest of the Great Lakes, particularly as it relates to 10,000 annual lake freighter shipments, mainly of iron ore and other goods further to the south. But whether it's our roads and highways, our locks, our airports, broadband infrastructure, all those things, I hope, can be included in a bipartisan infrastructure bill that is likely not to begin moving until later this year. I think in reality, knowing that this tax bill has got to move, hopefully moves in the next month or two, infrastructure bill will likely be right after that and spill into 2018.
All right, we're talking to Congressman Fred Upton about some issues playing out in Washington lately. Fred, we've talked about infrastructure, Afghanistan, tax reform. Finally, I wanted to ask you about, you know, there's been recent staff changes in the White House. Previously, you've told me that you're pleased with the new chief of staff that was selected. And then, of course, within the past week, Steve Bannon was sort of forced out of the White House, and that's all following President Trump's comments last week in which he seemed to give some white supremacists a pass. Do you think the White House can get back on track? Does the president have credibility?
Well, I hope so. You know, General Kelly's a new face, a new hand on the tiller at the White House. Obviously, some pretty major staff changes happened right away and culminated with removal of Steve Bannon. And, you know, I think all of us are hoping that the chaos really begins to slow down and be eliminated. We have a very busy fall agenda, whether it be tax reform, dealing with the debt ceiling, which expires, the inability to borrow without raising that debt ceiling, all 12 appropriation spending bills, infrastructure. I mean, lots of these things dealing with our economy. Obviously, we've got the foreign policy issues, whether it be North Korea, Russia, the Middle East, all those different things. You need a strong hand there, and we're all hopeful that General Kelly, the new chief of staff, can take charge and to end some of this chaos so that people are on the same page. And time will tell how that all unfolds in the next couple of weeks.
All right. That was Congressman Fred Upton there chatting with us about latest issues playing out in Washington. Infrastructure and tax reform are the two big things. Sounds like Fred's expecting a tax reform to come first and then an infrastructure to bleed into next year. Also, I asked him what he thought about Afghanistan. He sort of says the thing announced within the past week by the president was kind of the least bad option that the president faced, and we ended there. I wanted to find out if he thinks Congress can work with the White House, if things will stabilize there after there's been some staff changes and some controversies, etc. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take. We are going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we will hear about a campaign that's underway on the state level to try to promote vaccinations, specifically for children. A new school year is about to start, and the state of Michigan, as well as health officials all over our fair state of Michigan, want parents to make sure their kids have all of their necessary vaccines before they head back to school. So we will learn about this campaign that's been launched to try to spread that message and get the information out there. And then final segment of the show, we'll hear from Michigan State Police a little more about their Angels program, and we'll talk about what's coming out at the box office this weekend. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, this is Our Take. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we have discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. We're always interested in your thoughts. Stick around. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take. On this show, we discuss issues that have been playing out in the news here around Michigan's Great Southwest. Things you've heard about on WSJM News in recent weeks are likely to come up on Our Take. We talk about whatever is in the air. We talk about state news, things happening in Lansing. Occasionally, we talk about national news. In fact, that's what we did last segment. I checked in with our Congressman Fred Upton, asked him about multiple issues, including infrastructure, tax reform, the Afghanistan situation, and we sort of ended there briefly talking about various issues in the Trump administration. So this segment, I wanted to learn about a state program. It's a state campaign designed to convince parents to make sure that their kids are properly vaccinated ahead of the start of a new school year. Because an alarming number of parents haven't actually made sure that their kids do have all the vaccines they need. So they've launched the iVaccinate website. That is iVaccinate.org. It has all the information you need. And so the state of Michigan is partnering with various other agencies to promote this. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is part of the campaign promoting iVaccinate. And so I have chatted with Andrea Poole. She is a spokesperson with the campaign. And she was telling me a bit about what they're trying to accomplish here. Let's hear that conversation now. Okay, Andrea, so there's this new iVaccinate.org website designed to promote proper vaccinations for kids. Is this run by the Department of Health and Human Services?
The website is actually sort of authored by the Frannie Strong Foundation and also MDHHS. So the entire campaign is a joint campaign effort between those two entities.
All right, and so what's that coalition trying to accomplish?
So the focus of the campaign is really to empower parents to get the best information, science-based, credible medical information about vaccinating their children. And the campaign actually launched back in March. It was a several-month effort where the campaign actually talked to a lot of parents about their concerns around vaccines, the questions they had. And so the goal of the campaign is really to speak directly to parents to parents, and answer those questions that they have most often.
Okay, so I'm looking at iVaccinate.org right now, and it has some statistics here about kids and vaccinations. And so parents not making sure that their kids have all the vaccines they need is a sort of a common thing.
You know, unfortunately, it is. The number actually, I believe in the news release we sent out, so that statistic is from December 2016. Mm-hmm. The number now is 56%. So it has improved slightly. But yeah, so nearly half of Michigan parents are choosing to either delay vaccinations or to skip them altogether. So it's very concerning because one of the things that keeps us safe as a community is this concept known as community immunity. So the more people that are vaccinated, the more protected everyone is, including those, you know, kids and adults who can't be vaccinated, maybe for medical reasons or, you know, for other reasons. So the more people that are vaccinated, the stronger the protection that's there. So that's the biggest concern. And, you know, as we talk about back to school, one of the things that we're looking at is, you know, the vaccine, the number of kids that are vaccinated as they go back to school. So the press conferences that we held were really focused on encouraging parents to make sure that their kids are up to date as they head back to school or off to college, because these pockets of low vaccination rates tend to happen in these smaller communities, in the classroom, at schools. And that's where kids need the most protection.
Okay, so a parent can go to iVaccinate.org, and from there they can find resources they need to determine if their child has all the vaccines they need ahead of the start of a new school year. And also, you know, you can just get in contact with your county health department. I know they will connect you with that information as well. Finally, Andrea, so we've talked a little bit about some statistics regarding children and the vaccines they're supposed to have. A lot of them don't get those vaccines. So why is that? Why are some parents not quite on top of this?
You know, there's just a lot of misinformation out there, you know, especially on the internet. And I think, like all parents are concerned about the health and well-being of their children. All parents want to protect their kids, and they want to have the best information. So that's why iVaccinate exists. It exists to provide parents with credible, science-based information, and it's an easy one-stop shop to get answers to their questions.
All right, that was Andrea Poole, a spokesperson for this campaign, the iVaccinate campaign that has been launched. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is one of the partners involved in this. iVaccinate is a website that has links to all the resources you need to make sure your kids have all the vaccines they're supposed to have ahead of the start of a new school year. That's iVaccinate.org. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take, Friday edition of the show. And, you know, as long as we're talking back to school, related matters, I thought I would mention the Berrien County Sheriff's Department this week put out word. They want people to make sure that they're extra careful now that a new school year is about to start. Drivers, okay? Drivers and kids on their way to school both need to be safe. I chatted with Berrien County Sheriff's Department Deputy Kelly Lesh about this, about several issues. Kids walking to school, they need to know a few things. Drivers, obviously, need to be paying extra attention. You also need to know what to do if there's a school bus on the road near you. There are rules you have to follow when there's a school bus around, and you will get hit with a pretty hefty ticket if you violate these rules. So, really quickly, I've chatted with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department's Deputy Kelly Lesh all about back to school. First of all, she told me when you're driving around in the morning, you should at least know where all the bus stops are.
Maybe you're going to work. School starts pretty early. It could be dark out. So making sure you know where those are at, even just being mindful, slowing down. Everybody just needs to take some time, slow down, get those phones out of your hand.
And so that's always a good tip. Don't play with your phone while driving. And she also talked with me a little bit about school buses. All right. You should know what to do. You should mind your manners around a school bus.
If a bus has their lights on, are dropping off or picking up kids and you pass them, it is against the law. Pretty hefty ticket too. So all the bus driver needs to do is get your information and then turn it in, and then you'll have a visit from us.
So there you go. All the bus driver has to do is write down your license plate number if you make a mistake near a school bus, and they will slap you with a pretty big fine. They won't hesitate to do that. So be extra careful around school buses. Remember to watch out for kids who are darting out from behind or in front of a bus. Now, the bus driver is supposed to make sure none of the kids can cross the street until it's safe, but you know how it is with kids, so be extra mindful with a new school year starting up again. And Deputy Lesh also told me, you know, kids walking to school should be told a few things.
One, to have some type of reflecting item or clothing on them. Backpacks nowadays are having, you know, a little bit of the reflective material. Bikes, but getting the extra. Go get a flashing LED bike light, one in the front, one in the back.
There you go. That's Berrien County Sheriff's Department Deputy Kelly Lesh talking with me about back-to-school safety. We'll hear more about that coming up in a future edition of Our Take as we get closer to the start of a new school year. Labor Day is fast approaching. So there you go. New school year about to start. You need to start being mindful once again. Watch out for those kiddies running around in your neighborhood before and after school. 301 children were killed in school transportation-related crashes between 2006 and 2016. So the Berrien County Sheriff's Department wants to make sure that everybody is safe. They always want to make sure everyone's safe. But in particular, with the start of a new school year, they really want to make sure that everyone's being safe. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take Friday edition. We're getting pretty close to wrapping up for the week here. Almost time to get out of here for the weekend. And earlier on today's show, we heard from Congressman Fred Upton. We chatted with him about several issues that are ongoing in Washington. I asked him about infrastructure repairs. They're planning a big infrastructure bill. I asked him about tax reform. He seems to think that'll be sort of the first thing Congress gets to work on when they return. And I asked him a little bit about Afghanistan. President Trump announced some plans this week to send in a sort of unspecified number of troops there to try to stabilize that situation. And finally, we talked a little bit about the White House, about staff changes that have been taking place in the White House as of late. Our congressman is hoping that will put an end to some of the drama that is sort of nonstop with this administration. So we talked about that. And earlier on this segment, we chatted with a spokesperson for a campaign designed to make sure parents get their kids properly vaccinated ahead of the start of a new school year, which is coming up here pretty quickly. And just now, we briefly heard a little bit about some back-to-school safety reminders from the Sheriff's Department. And coming up next segment, we will learn about the Michigan State Police Angel Program. That's a program designed to help out individuals struggling with a drug addiction. It's designed to help them find treatment, and they need some volunteers. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again next segment. We'll hear about that briefly, and we'll end out today's show with a little box office preview. I'll chat with our man in the dark, Jacob Holmes, our resident box office expert, who will talk with me about your options if you feel like going to the movies this weekend. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, you are listening to Our Take. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we discuss, send us an email, why don't you? The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E. at WSJM.com. We're going to take a quick break right now. Stick around. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. This is the show where we discuss issues that have been playing out in the news around Michigan's Great Southwest. Something you've heard on WSJM News recently will likely come up on Our Take. We get more in-depth looks at some of the things that you hear about on the news. We also hear about local events, things like festivals, fun events. We're about wrapping up the summer right now, so those may be dying down a little bit for the next few months. But whenever there's something fun planned for a sort of weekend event or a fundraiser, we'll hear about that on Our Take. We also talk with our state lawmakers when possible, learn about what they've got going on in Lansing. And sometimes we'll chat with our congressman to learn about what's happening in Washington. We did that today. Earlier segment on today's show, we heard from Congressman Fred Upton. We appreciate his time. Last segment, we heard about vaccinations and kids going back to school. We also talked a little bit about back-to-school safety. Right now, I wanted to chat with Michigan State Police. We've talked about this before. They have a new program called the Angels Program. They want to get it fully launched after Labor Day. Angels is all about finding help for people with drug addictions who are, well, seeking help. This is a program that connects them with treatment programs. And so they need volunteers. They're looking for as many volunteers as they can get. And I've chatted with Michigan State Police Sergeant Vic Rogers down at the Niles Post all about the Angels program and what they need their volunteers to do. So let's hear that conversation now. All right, Sergeant Rogers, just to start off, tell us what the Angels program is, how it works, what it does.
The Angel program basically consists of people that, say for instance, if you are have any type of addiction, you can come to the state police post here in Niles. And say for instance, if you is volunteer, you can come here and say, hey, I have an addiction to anything. It could be alcohol, it could be drugs or whatever. And what we'll do is try to find what we call angels, people that will come in, that we'll call, will come in and we'll talk with you and we'll find a place for you to go where you can seek some type of help.
All right, so if an addict shows up there with a problem, they won't be arrested or anything like
that? No, they won't arrest you at all. You know, it's all, like I said, voluntarily. And if you, even if you had drugs on you, as long as you came in and you said that, Jay, you know what, hey, I just want to turn myself in and have someone to help me because I have this addiction, you won't be arrested for the drug. We will confiscate the drugs and stuff like that, and they get disposed of, but that person would not be arrested.
All right, and so the volunteers, the people who sign up to help out with the Angels program, what do they have to do?
The Angel guidelines is that, you know, Angels, they will be interacting with the people that are suffering from, like, from addiction. They got to be professional and compassionate, understanding at all times. The Angel will also assure that the petition, that is the Michigan State Police Angel Program, goal to assist him or her with getting into appropriate treatment through the help of Angels and the XX Center. And what they would do, if they would call them up and say, hey, you know, good morning, good afternoon, my name is Sergeant, I'm as an angel with the Michigan State Police Angel Program. They would, like, say, well, this program was established to us. This program was established so that the police can assist people suffering from addiction to get help. We are part of the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative. And so basically all they do is just sit down with that person, find out, you know, exactly what are their needs, what do they want, what treatment they're trying to get, what help that they want, and just a number of other things that is not listed. But anything they can do to try to help that person to, I guess, live a better life, get off of whatever addiction that they are addicted to.
Also, I know they give a lift. They drive individuals to treatment facilities?
Yes, right. Yep, they are. They have to be live within 1 hour of the post. The Angel person has to live within 1 hour of the post. And they also, they give like a rise to the treatment program, which the Angel person does get reimbursed for, you know, travel and things like that.
Okay, that was Michigan State Police Sergeant Vic Rogers talking with us about the Angels program. They are looking for volunteers who will come in and work with addicts who show up at the post seeking treatment. And these volunteers also will drive the addicts to their treatment facility once they've been connected with one. If you think that that's something that you'd like to do, call the Michigan State Police Post down in Niles and inform them. They're hoping to launch this program after Labor Day because state police are starting to look at addiction issues in much the same way that a lot of other institutions are. They're trying to treat it more as a sort of medical problem than just a reason to arrest someone. So that's the Michigan State Police Angel Program. Still looking for volunteers. Call the State Police Post in Niles or in Pawpaw if you are interested in helping them. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take as we wrap up today's edition of the show and another week of shows. I thought I'd check in and get a box office preview. So I have chatted with our own man in the dark, Jacob Holmes. Let's check in with him now.
So, Jacob, thanks for being with us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
All right, so looking at the movies now, you know, we're sort of at the end of the summer here.
Right, it's kind of that doldrum season, like leading up to Labor Day weekend, which is one of Hollywood's dead zones.
Really?
Yeah, that and January. But but there's still, plenty of great stuff in the theaters if you haven't seen it already. But we are still getting, you know, some new releases.
Mm-hmm. So it's a slow release week this week, though. What's new at Celebration Cinema?
The new thing at Celebration is an animated film called Leap. Yeah, this is one of those movies that I've gotten the trailer for a ton of times because, I think the movie Kidnap, it was a movie that was supposed to come out a while ago, but it's kept getting its release date pushed back. But it's a different story. It's not that the studios were going under or anything. Leap is a French animated film, but it was produced like to be shown in the English language. So it was animated in overseas in France, but it was made for an English language speaking audience.
Okay.
It's about these two kids. One of them like wants to be an inventor. One of them wants to be a ballerina. And I think the story focuses more on the ballerina girl, who's voiced by Elle Fanning. So this does have an all-star cast in it.
All right.
So I guess it's just basically one of those like a kid's movie is just like, oh, follow your dreams kind of thing. It's very, looks pretty generic. The trailers weren't as many times as I saw them. I got so sick of seeing the trailers for this movie.
I've never gotten a trailer. And I'm looking at Celebration Cinema's website here.
Uh-huh.
It says an orphan girl dreams of becoming a ballerina and flees her rural Brittany for Paris, where she passes for someone else and exceeds to the position of pupil at the Grand Opera House.
Right.
So there you go. And for the cast, it says Dane DeHaan.
That is, okay, so here's where the story of this movie gets a little interesting.
All right.
So this movie came out in France and Canada last year, around late fall, early winter.
Okay.
And the original cast was Dane DeHaan as the inventor kid.
Okay.
Elle Fanning was still the ballerina girl. But so this movie was picked up by the Weinsteins for U.S. distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along the way, they decided to change the voice cast a little bit.
Huh.
So now they replaced a couple of the actors. The inventor kid is now voiced by a teen actor called Nat Wolff.
Really? So they got rid of Dane DeHaan?
Right. They cut Dane DeHaan out of the movie for whatever reason, but they kept Elle Fanning. Carly Rae Jepsen she was always in the movie as well.
Okay.
And she's kind of she's the mentor to the ballerina girl.
All right.
So
was Dane DeHaan the only one they cut out of the movie?
I'm not sure, but I'm looking at the cast list and for the American version, they also added Mel Brooks.
Really?
As the supervisor of the orphanage where the two kids escape from.
Huh.
And Kate McKinnon plays a handful of characters. Again, that's in the U.S. release only.
So that's the one you would see if you went to the theater this weekend.
Right. The voice cast would be Nat Wolff, Mel Brooks, Kate McKinnon are in it. I have no idea if once this movie comes out on DVD here, if they'll have like the option for the other voice cast. I have no idea.
Huh, that's interesting.
Probably not. I don't anticipate this movie doing very well here.
Really?
It just looks very bland and uninteresting. But it's already, I'm looking at the movie's Wikipedia page. It's already made its money back from the foreign markets that it opened in.
There you go.
Honestly, actually got some solid reviews from critics in the markets where it's opened in the UK and Canada and France. But here in the US, it's not getting good reviews. I'm not entirely sure why that is.
Maybe they chopped the heck out of it or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened if with the voice cast change, they changed the script.
All right, so that's Leap with an exclamation point in the title. It's
yes.
The new animated movie at the theater. It's the only new movie playing this weekend here in Benton Harbor. Now,
Ryan, you've got an interesting movie to talk about.
I do. I'm hoping to try and catch a movie called Brigsby Bear this weekend. I know it's got one showtime in Portage. So
just one showtime.
Now, from what I understand, it's actually a brilliant, really original film. It was written by and starring Kyle Mooney, who is a Saturday Night Live cast member. And I want to see this movie very much after learning a little bit more about it. It's about a young man who tries to finish a TV show that he liked when he was a kid but got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is called Brigsby Bear, but there's so much more going on.
This is an independent film, right?
It is, and I'm hoping to make it to Portage maybe even tonight to check out Brigsby Bear. So that's one option. But locally, because only one new movie is out this weekend, at least here at Celebration Cinema, has done something a little interesting to...
Well, I think this was I think this might have been a studio thing because they've been promoting this. But there are a couple early summer releases that are getting put back in theaters. Wonder Woman is returning to Benton Harbor. That's exciting. So if you, for whatever reason, you still haven't seen Wonder Woman, now's your chance to see it on the big screen before it goes to DVD. And also, Sony is putting Baby Driver back in theaters nationwide, I think. It's a nationwide thing.
I will be back this weekend to see Wonder Woman for the fifth time.
See, I've only seen it the one time.
Yeah. When I like a movie, I'll just keep going back. And so I saw Wonder Woman four times.
That's how many times I saw La La Land when that came out.
It's also how many times I saw Arrival last year.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, I'm going to make it five for Wonder Woman this weekend. It has two show times, 11:35 in the a.m. and 6:10 p.m. at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor.
So those are some good weekend times.
There you go. So you got that, and you've got Logan Lucky. I saw that. That's a fantastic film. I'd recommend checking that out.
All right.
And anything else of note in the theater right now still?
Not entirely. I mean, I think you pretty much just listed them all off. And you've got the chance to see Wonder Woman and Baby Driver in theaters again. I would say if you haven't seen either of those movies, I say absolutely go check them out.
All right, Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for another edition of Our Take. Whether you go to the movies this weekend or whether you just hang around at home, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And if you wish to weigh in on something we discuss, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. I've been your host today. You have a fantastic and very safe weekend.